Merry Christmas. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Christmas is all about giving, isn't it? We spend a lot of time shopping, well, some of us do, for just the right gift for each person on our list. And we carefully wrap the gift box in bright paper and ribbon. Well, some do. We label it with a gift tag and place it under the tree. Do you get the impression that my wife does most of the shopping and the wrapping? Yeah. Our children like to search under the tree for the gifts with their names on the tags, shaking the boxes and trying to guess what's inside. Anybody had that experience? Our kids used to search the closets before Christmas and before they were wrapped so they could figure out who gets what. Sorry, but they're all here, so. And even most adults don't want to admit it. They don't mind finding a few gifts with their names on the gift tags. We might even shake a box or two when we think no one's looking. Christmas is all about giving. Because God gave us the gift that is above every gift, the gift of His Son. And what a gift that is. This is the promised Son, the promised for centuries before He was given. He is the Son in whom all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and the names He has shown that He is the God in the flesh. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This gift, this child, this Son will bear the weight of government upon His shoulder, the reign of God. We often sit around, I think, as adults and debate about our earthly governments and the extent of their power. Some think that they should have more power and influence. Some think that they should have less in their lives. But this Son's government, His reign, and the peace He brings will extend through time and eternity. And unlike our earthly rulers, He will rule with justice and righteousness. God Himself will see to it that this unending reign of peace and power is established. This child, this Son, is a gift. Now, whose name is on the gift tag? The prophet Isaiah makes it really clear. This gift tag is labeled "to us." This Son, this gift, is given to you and to me and to the world. This wonderful gift was announced to shepherds in Bethlehem on that first Christmas night. The angel said that he had good news of great joy that will be for whom? All people. What was that good news for all people? Unto you, the angel said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. To us, the prophet said, and now to you, the angel says. Mary's firstborn son, the Son of God, was certainly born to his earthly parents, into the family line of King David, to Mary, his mother, and to Joseph, his adopted earthly father. But this Son of Mary and Son of God was born not just for them and to them, but as the angel said, to and for all people. The Son, Jesus, the Savior, is a gift for the entire world, given from the Father's love and grace. Like children excited to open the gifts under the tree, I imagine the shepherds were kind of giddy. When they first heard the news about the Son, the Savior, and they went immediately. I imagine the kids waking up in the morning, these shepherds getting up and just, wow, we got to go. Let's go see this newborn gift. They ran off to Bethlehem and followed the angel's direction. They found the gift, Mary's firstborn son lying in a manger. This was their gift, the angel had said to them, unto you. But as soon as they had seen the newborn Son of God, they began to share their gift with others. They made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. This son, Jesus, had not been given only to them. His birth was the good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Now, you've all heard this familiar Christmas song. Santa Claus is coming to town and he's making a list and we're doing what? Checking it twice. He has to determine who is
naughty or
nice. Who deserves the gift and who deserves the lump of coal in their stocking? Parents, I think, have been a little guilty at times during the Christmas season of reminding their children as Christmas approaches that, if they don't behave, they're not going to receive any gifts under the Christmas tree. But this gift of God's Son, this gift for the shepherds, for the people of Bethlehem, for you and for me and for all people, is not a gift that we earn or certainly one that we haven't deserved. Isaiah had written and Paul had picked up his words, none is righteous, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they've become worthless. We know, if we're honest with ourselves, we don't deserve any goodness, any gifts. We're not even worthy of the lump of coal. With our sin, with our daily rebellion against God, we deserve only to be separated from God. And what a sad day that would be. This gift, this Son, is not given because we deserve Him. He is given simply out of God's extraordinary grace, His undeserved favor for sinners, for the naughty. He is given because God loved the world, so loved the world, that He gave His Son, Jesus, the Son of God. God Himself, in the flesh, was given as a sacrifice for our sins to you, unto you. And Jesus, as He grew in the stature, offered up His life on a cross to pay the penalty of our sin. The death we deserved. He was crucified, but in 3 days rose from the dead so that we could be adopted as sons and daughters and be included into the family of God. Because of Jesus, this little child, our sins have been forgiven, and we receive from our gift another gift, and that gift is eternal life. We receive the inheritance won for us by the firstborn Son. The gift of eternal life is His presence. So, my friends, this Christmas season, with every gift that you have wrapped for this holy day of celebration, please remember Jesus, the Son of Mary and the Son of God, who was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. And with every gift you unwrap tonight or tomorrow, remember the gift, the Son, who was given to us, the Son and Savior who on this holy night was born to you. Amen.